In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
I have a story to start us out.
Oh, just right in.
Yep.
Okay.
I was driving along the other day. I don't know how much conversation this is going to spark, but I feel like you guys need to
know. I
got to
back up just in case.
Kevin, we often come to the plate with nothing in hand
and spend 20 minutes talking about nothing.
We approach.
I would argue we spend an hour talking about nothing.
We approach home plate with no bat in hand. To hit a ball as hard as, and as far as we can.
Powerful palms and quick legs after we bunt that baby.
How do you bunt it without a bat?
With my hand.
He meant to
slap it down.
Punch. He gets the two.
He head bunts it. Doink.
That's why you have a helmet for the bunt strap.
I was driving along, and I went out. I was out at the rich people place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
The neighborhood that's rich.
Yeah. There's like eight of those.
Oh, there's more than eight.
But it doesn't matter.
I was at the one.
You're right.
I was at the one.
Sorry.
You know the one.
Yeah. Sugar.
It was just.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
I'm just trying to bother Sam. Anyway, I'm driving along and I see on the corner of this street like a yard sale box. Like,
ooh, what is that?
We're having a yard sale.
Okay,
But it didn't say that. What it said was stuff that you need at this address. And I thought,
was you emphasized
like
that?
Are we clickbaiting for yard sales now?
Oh, did it get you?
No, it did not. But if I had not been going to work, I probably would have gone and checked it
out.
Kevin,
that might have been a sign. You might have found exactly what you need. You don't even know what it is you need, but you needed it.
Houston.
And you would have gotten it if you had gone.
You sound like you've clicked on every clickbait you've ever come across. That's what you sound like right now.
The man spends some time on YouTube.
Do you know how many codes I have in my back pocket for free gems on every app I've ever made? Many.
Do you
tell me who's wasting their time clicking on clickbait?
Do you know how many glitches I know that gives me infinite money, game currency?
Do you not know how I unlocked Waluigi in Mario 64 DS? You idiot!
Do you just have a notes page open on your phone and you just copy and paste?
Oh my god!
Just like pages and pages of codes. You just like scroll all the way.
Why isn't anyone watching these?
I hope
selling them online and
every time I get an AFK arena ad, I save $10 on buying gems. Because I buy them every time I see it. What if you're in the woods? What if you're in the woods and you happen upon a bear, and right as it's mauling you, you think you by that same entity that tried to give you what you needed, you have a vision. You're like, there was freaking pepper spray, and it was the last thing there, and I would have bought it for a dollar.
There was
and
a
I
sword
would have been protected. A sword.
The bear's bane.
Wait. You're just saying that I would just have a vision?
No, yeah. So I'm saying something tried to get you to this sale to get you something you needed.
And guess what Kevin did?
In that moment where you needed it.
He didn't go.
Yeah, exactly. You need it in that moment.
I would have,
and
though,
that entity
Sam,
is saying,
because,
you idiot.
Because I wanted to know if I actually had gotten clickbaited, not virtually, not on the internet. I wanted to go there, show up, and be like, you have nothing I need. You lied to me on that street corner with that box with the green paper on it. That was a big, fat fib.
So you...
Kevin, I don't...
But I had to go to work, so
they don't care.
Go.
You show up and you say, that was a fat fib, and they're like, Shoulder shrug. Would you like to look at our old blender?
No,
I know. I'm just telling you that this is the point that I'm making, is that we have brought clickbaits off of the internet and into our actual reality.
Can I interest you in a half-broken Polly Pocket playset?
There, like, are actually no Polly Pockets included, you know, just it, the playset.
Before you know it, I'm going to be clickbaiting you guys to come hang out with me and be like, guys, I have something that you have to try. And then you show up and it's nothing. It's, well, something.
I wouldn't say it's nothing. I'm sure they have something.
But guess who wins the game? Me.
Well, if you get there to even tell them off, they've won.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So
how long is it going to be before everyone's entire life is just being run by clickbait? We're just clickbaiting everyone in our daily language.
It depends on whether or not you're allowing this clickbait to affect you.
I don't understand.
I would have. I would have let it affect
you. Literally
me.
Just have to become at peace with it. I think it's something we all have to do. If I write the creators of Raid Shadow Legends a freaking note saying, hey, you're really bugging everybody, please stop, there's not going to be a board meeting where they're like, guys, we just learned that in the public eye, we're annoying, but, and they hate it.
Not in the public eye, just to Houston Tanner. He sounds important.
Irate.
He makes himself sound important.
He writes
it, must be true.
He writes this letter like he knows what he's
talking
about.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I'm afraid of.
Okay.
Is what has already been brought to the table. What if, like if everyone starts clickbaiting, when am I going to cross the thing that I actually do need and go, it's just clickbait?
Dude, clickbaiting's been around
forever.
What if
they actually did have what I needed?
You don't.
What if they did, Kevin? What if it wasn't clickbait?
But look.
What if it wasn't clickbait?
If you need it.
I guess that's the question. Screw this freaking story.
You didn't even know.
That's the question of the day is.
You'll never know whether it's clickbait until you click and you.
Listen. You don't need anything that is of value to where they have to, like, use these chick baits. That's a very different thing entirely. If they have to use a clickbait,
actually,
to get
they're
you,
not.
Then
really,
you freaking.
If you, I mean, if
it's not
on
a,
the
it's
internet.
Not a good product. Like they've been around forever. Like infomercials, the freaking ShamWow. No one needs a ShamWow. You can clean anything with a rag. A normal rag. Will life be more convenient with a ShamWow? It might. But it doesn't matter because you don't need it. You don't need anything that's on clickbait.
Well, then we need to define what need means. There are plenty of things that people probably need in order to improve their lives but do not know about. And so that's what these are for.
Yeah, so
like, you need this in order to be happier.
Let's say that nobody sleeps
on... People are searching happiness and don't know where to find it.
You
need this in order to find
it. Let's turn back the clock to when everybody's sleeping on dirt.
Okay.
And I say, here's a bed. I have a bed. And I go...
And Kevin says, you need this.
And I go, you need this. And Houston goes, no, I don't.
I don't freaking need that.
I don't need that. And then you never get it. How would you feel?
Indifferent.
He would feel very tired because he wouldn't get much sleep sleeping on rocks.
Yeah,
well, I'm like sleeping on a comfy bed.
I'm literally getting more sleep than you.
So
I'm having
mad at me.
I'm enjoying that 8 hours far more than you are, and you'll never know.
If clickbaiting is so, it clearly works, right? Like, it clearly works because more people are doing it, and it's more widespread than ever. Why don't things that are important, like charities, do clickbaity stuff? Kids need agricultural help in Africa.
I'll tell you
why. Click here to help.
I'll tell you
why. To get 1,000 gems to give them.
Because I know that.
They do?
I know that clickbait is a bunch of bull.
Right.
But I find myself clicking on it anyway.
You do? Really? Have you clicked a Raid Shadow Legends ad?
No, I'm not.
Everything. All the videos that you watch on YouTube have clickbait thumbnails.
I guess that's fair.
That's what I'm saying. And so, like, I find myself clicking on it, and then I'm like, oh, well, this wasn't what it actually said
right.
it was.
Right.
So you know that they're fraudulent. And if I saw a charity do that, I'd be like, boo.
I don't know.
Boo on this charity.
But okay, boo, yes, fine, sure. But if it works, so clearly it's a system that works, right? So it's like, if it gets the money to the thing the charity's trying to raise, who cares what people think of the charity? They've they've achieved their cause.
That's the thing, though. Charities aren't trying to... Charities aren't, like, this business. They're not, like...
Oh, you naive little boy. I'm just kidding.
Even if they are, which you don't know, and
deep,
I don't know...
deep government pockets. Y'all.
Even if that's the case, they can't come off that way, or they lose the game. They lose the charity game.
What if they achieve
you
their
don't
goal?
Get money as a charity if you try to act like you're not a charity and a business trying to sell me something like an infomercial.
I don't know that this argument that we are having is necessarily even true.
Yeah, no, it's just
I would bet $50 that there is clickbait charities.
Yeah, could argue that the Arms of an Angel vet.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Is a very long.
What does a charity clickbait look like?
The Arms of an Angel animal shelter commercial that I was just saying. That is a very long, drawn out clickbait.
Okay.
It's like, these dogs are sad. It's like, okay, they might not be thrilled, but I don't think they're sad. You just found very sad pictures.
I think no dirt on the whatever.
No, I would happily.
They're the ones getting made fun of.
Are they? Does anyone make fun of that commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? I think they parody. I don't think anyone's like this.
What do you think a parody is?
Parody's not necessarily making fun of, like, in a mean spirit, like being like, "What a stupid commercial."
It doesn't have to be a mean spirit.
I'm just saying that it's just like the joke now. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It has ceased. The
I thought you meant in a mean spirited way.
What it is now a joke, and then it's a charity. Instead of a charity and then a joke.
Just Arms of an Angel with sad pictures of puppies. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my spiel.
So I just typed in charity clickbait into Google, and it's like the top websites are like clickbait generators for a charity that you are.
Oh.
That you have created. You have a charity? We'll create a clickbait for your charity.
Ooh. Did you?
So, I mean, if there was no clickbait charities, then this wouldn't be a thing.
I'm not going to say this should be the motivation for it.
Oh, okay.
But if someone, if
I was about to give you my credit card information so we could generate some clickbait
for your charity.
If an ad did tell me, like,
for this podcast,
donate $10 and get 1,500 gems, distribute them among the animals you want to help. I mean, kind of want to distribute gems to dogs. Like, plant these crops and grow carrots, and then we'll give real carrots.
Oh.
Let's move on. Sorry, I had it and I lost it. I have it right here.
Let's not move on.
I heard a chicken clucking sound today that wasn't real. I was listening to a meditational video and was in a deep trance. I haven't found much on chicken spirit animals on Google or what it could mean as a sign from a spirit guide. I was wondering if anyone had some insight.
Wait, what is a chicken spirit animal?
Well, do you know what a spirit animal is? Make it a chicken.
So, okay, just suggesting that this person might have a chicken as their spirit animal.
Well, he just said that there is none.
There is none. But he was thinking that maybe that was the possibility.
Who said there was none?
He just said he hasn't found anything about there being a chicken spirit animal.
Oh, specifically, no one's like been like, there are confirmed chicken spirit animals.
What spirit animals are confirmed?
Wolves, for sure. Everyone's got one.
Everyone's got a spirit animal wolf.
Everyone's spirit animal is a wolf. No, I'm just saying, everyone who has a spirit animal, like 90% of them claim to have
like
a wolf.
Like eagles or falcons, birds of prey are
a
up
fox
there.
Fox or a wolf.
Foxes are...
Yeah. Owls, I think, are a big one.
Is this generally confirmed, or are you just confirming this?
This is what I tend to see, wolves more than anything else.
I am confirming this.
You? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, based on what?
Well, he is...
It's just me.
Kevin, what's your spirit animal? What is it?
Because
you clearly know so much. I would assume you would know what yours is.
It's an octopus.
Okay. All right. A little unconventional. Is that confirmed? Is that a confirmed spirit animal?
I'm confirming it.
Okay. For some more backstory, the meditation was more of a, quote, attract a soulmate meditation.
Do you ever hear your spirit animal octopus glubbing?
They don't glub, Sam.
I don't...
Well,
I know anything? What you're trying to do here. And
can they just clack their beak?
It's not going to work.
I just want to know if people actually hear their spirit animal make noise. Do you?
No.
Well, I think people, from what I've seen in this new sub I found, a lot of people communicate frequently.
Glubbing.
With their spirit animals. So I would assume that if you're not talking to your spirit animal, then that's a bad spirit animal. If you know it's an octopus.
No, they can communicate without talking.
That's
what makes them a spirit animal.
Just by waving his long, lurpy limbs?
Sometimes.
I just did check, do octopuses have vocal cords? All we've got is from Roy Cattle. He says, they make no sound that I know of, except for possible incident sounds of strong jets of water passing out of the mantle.
Yo.
They make no sound except for the sound that they make.
Ooh, the next also people ask, sometimes. Do octopuses feel love? Possibly they do. Octopuses and their relatives, the squids, change their skin colors patterns when they feel alarmed. Scientists are saying they feel joy, anger, fear, and love.
They do. That's
but also
why,
more complex emotions of jealousy, guilt, and shame.
Octopus are so smart.
I think that's, well, it's pretty clear when they get little hearts on them.
When they become white with the pink hearts all over, like the underwear. Yeah, no, clearly they're in love.
Yeah.
For more backstory, meditation was attract a soulmate type meditation, so I kind of interpreted it as maybe I'll meet someone special when there's symbols of chickens around. Maybe they'll have a tattoo of a chicken or own one, I don't know. It was a very interesting experience. I have not really had anything similar occur, and especially nothing with animal noises. Help?
So what was the setting that they heard this?
They were doing attract a soulmate type meditation.
He just answered his own question.
Oh, okay.
You just keep waiting for that chicken, man.
For the chicken man?
Well, no. For the chicken, comma,
Sam's
man.
Spirit animal is the chicken man.
You just keep waiting for that chicken man.
Don't
He's on
wait
his way.
For the chicken man, because that's bad news.
Maybe
when you hear him coming.
Maybe spend your time at weddings.
Weddings, okay.
Yeah,
because
they always do the chicken dance.
They do? I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where they've done the chicken dance.
The chicken dance is a wedding thing, or a wedding reception thing.
Is that true?
I thought it was just a party thing in general.
I'm pretty sure it's a wedding thing.
I thought it was a preschool thing.
Now I want to look it up, but
I can't say that I've ever done the chicken dance.
I can assure you
reception.
Right now, then, I will break tradition if it is tradition to do the chicken dance at a wedding.
I would think that going places where they do the chicken dance, you would get to see people perform as a chicken.
I think.
Which may increase your chances of finding your significant
somebody. Do you cluck during that song? Do you make clucking noises ever? Is that a requirement of the dance?
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
He's right. So you could. Maybe you go to, okay, sir, Sam. Yes. You were doing attract a soulmate meditation and heard clucking, and now we've learned that the chicken dance is a wedding staple in these great United States of America? Then yes.
Why?
You need to go to the place where love thrives at its peak, because it's all downhill from there.
Why are we just...
And you need to find the most... you'll know. You hear everyone cluck during the dance. You hear... you'll resonate. You'll be like, oh, that's the clucking from my freaking meditation. And that's your soulmate.
Why are we just leaping over a farm and going straight to the wedding? Farm is where you're going to hear clucking.
So there's a Venn diagram. I've brought that up in this last episode.
And the
too.
Hot farmer's daughter. That's a thing.
That is a thing.
That's a thing.
You've got me there, Kevin. I'm saying there's a Venn diagram of romantic situations and chicken, and we've learned it's the chicken dance.
I don't think we have.
Well, if Sam's right, then that is the where they meet.
Well, we need to know if Sam's right. He can't just say things and.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a common...
Sam, you can't freaking Google chicken dance at a wedding because you're going to find it.
You Google, can
I'm
I
gonna
do the
find,
chicken dance
I'm gonna
at a wedding?
I'm going to find Thriller at a wedding. I'm going to find the Macarena at a wedding.
Right. Most banned wedding songs.
Is chicken dance
Chicken dance is number one.
What?
No.
That's incredible.
Yep.
I've never even heard of that. I love the idea of Googling, can I do the chicken dance
Cha-cha
at my
slides
wedding?
Number two, Macarena's number three, Cupid Shuffle's number four.
And chicken dance is number one? My mind is blowing up right now.
And Google telling you, well, you can do the chicken dance at your wedding. Like, you're like, well, asked and answered. Thank you, Google. We've got the playlist set.
I think it goes with the whole everybody get sloshed and then do the chicken dance.
Oh, yeah.
So the chicken dance is not fun unless you get drunk, but we don't go to drunk weddings, so
I'm trying to
do the chicken dance.
I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where anyone's drank.
Yeah,
I don't think
that's what I'm saying.
But I bet that's freaking wild. I've seen some crazy videos from people who get just wasted.
So that's dude. Confirmed.
Yeah, I think Sam nailed it in freaking one shot. So just like, yeah, expand your social group, get invited to weddings, find soulmate at weddings.
Get
done.
Invited to weddings. You get on social
get
media.
Invited to a wedding. So we just
what do you want me to tell them? Crash? That's don't exactly crash
right.
It.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I'm not laughing at you.
Oh.
You just hit the nail on the head, and that was funny. How do you go about getting yourself invited to as many weddings as possible?
Oh, so we've extended the question. This is a phantasma first.
Now we are
we've
wedding.
First of all, past the question to a solution.
Not wedding crashers, wedding hunters.
First of all, yes. First of all,
yes.
No, here's how you do it. You step one is playing matchmaker, step two is taking the credit, and then you'll be at the wedding. Then you'll get the invitation. Have social media. Click on the links. Give them a little. Give them a little present.
Well, people tend to put out on social media like, "Hey, wedding invitations are going out. Who wants one? Put in your DM me your address. I'll send you a wedding invitation."
Dude.
So maybe you just respond to every single one of those. You just friend everybody. Be one of those accounts with like zero following and a million follow.
Yeah, go
no,
to
other way around. I'm following a million people, not having any followers.
Through high school and through college, just switch schools every year. Boom.
I think that's
gonna get you. You'll have a friend everywhere.
Yeah, and then you could be friends of a friend. Well, Kevin, you're talking to a kid who jumped from to the three major high schools in this area, and I have been to almost zero. Well, maybe that speaks more to me, but
three.
Now he looks sad.
I'm just kind of hitting that I haven't been invited to
three major high schools.
I went to Snow Canyon's a little bit younger. I didn't go to that high
Lava,
school.
Lava, the middle school.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went to Desert and
yeah.
Dixie and all that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and read one of my questions here.
Please do. Other plan B, it's just a chicken spirit animal. You have a chicken spirit animal. So
it's not confirmed.
And he's trying to...
But it could be.
I mean, I don't think anything, anyone of...
How dare you? I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to say, how dare you?
You okay. Wait, okay. What animals don't deserve to be a spirit animal, Sam?
That's not for you to say. That's not for me to say.
It's not. Well, clearly, it's not confirmed that it's not either, though. So you've just said that.
Right.
Clearly,
but you were just about
not.
To say something blasphemous.
Really?
I think we need to invest in a how dare you button that we could just push.
That would be amazing. I would pre-record a how dare you and you
Sam
can put
just
it
have
on
it taped
keyboard
to his
over there.
Chest ready to go. Suiting up like Iron Man every time. Like six times an episode.
This person asks, what should I do after seeing a fully clothed male spirit leaving my bedroom and walking into the kitchen?
What should you do?
Yeah. Sorry. I should have warned you about the gravity of this question. But yeah, that's what do you do? Fully clothed, Sam.
You said that like it's obvious what you
We know what you do when you see a naked male spirit leave the bedroom and
well,
enter
I think
the
it goes,
kitchen.
I,
or half clothed.
But this one is fully
say
clothed.
Say he's just wearing socks.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'd say that's
easy.
More fully,
common knowledge.
I'd say that's more fully naked. Than,
common
than
knowledge.
Naked. Something about having one
that's
article...
That's more...
it's more naked.
No, but it's not fully naked.
Right.
Is my point.
So, I can't walk around in my room with just socks on and be like, this is disgusting. This
so,
sucks.
Yeah, we're playing a whole different ball game here because this spirit is fully clothed. Male, bedroom to kitchen.
You said, what do you do? And maybe I misinterpreted this, but it sounded like it was obvious what they do, and you had an answer.
Oh, I have no answer, Houston. Okay. My mind is a blur.
A blur.
Yeah, I'm grasping at straws.
Okay, well, okay.
This is one of the only times I've ever drawn a blank.
Let's do this. If it was naked, what would you do? Do the opposite of that.
No.
No. The opposite of clothes is no clothes, and this one is clothes. So you do the different
but
thing.
But the opposite. Whoa, Kev. Don't talk about genders right now. Not the way to go.
Okay.
Not going to comment on that. However, I am going to I'm trying to think of how this ends without dirtying up the podcast, because they're leaving the bedroom to the kitchen. That sounds like the action you take after a night of
sleeping
intimacy.
Of sleeping.
Is that true? Is the kitchen a frequent stop after intimacy?
After I am coming out of my bedroom fully clothed, I was just sleeping.
Okay.
Wait, you were sleeping fully clothed? Oh, okay. Just whenever you do leave.
When
you
I
are
leave
now
my
fully
bedroom
clothed.
And walk in the
yes.
kitchen.
Yes, okay. This is how we do it. I wanted to know how we got past the kinkiness,
but
this is how you do it.
I didn't even see the. I didn't. Okay, yeah.
But I also wish to know. We had this conversation in last episode, two episodes ago. Are ghosts typically clothed?
It came up, but we didn't really have a full
naked?
Discussion about it.
Are naked ghosts an anomaly? Is that cool? Is that weird?
I'm not sure.
I think ghosts do as ghosts does, and you just kind of have to take it where the cards lie.
Why do we have such strong implications on this person? This ghost.
Ghosts aren't people.
The ghosts aren't people.
Kevin or Sam, you're going to get an angry fan later for someone who strongly disagrees.
You're going to give a
Why
protest.
Is it so significant that this ghost was clothed?
Well, it was. That's a good point.
I think that.
Okay.
I think that person writer, story writer, is implying too much based on something that is an average everyday occurrence.
Oh no,
but
I don't know. I don't know.
Person.
Why? Wait a minute.
Because they don't know about ghosts.
So that's.
I think it's because they don't know about clothed ghosts. No. I think the thing that has shocked this person is the fact that it has clothes, which means that ghosts have frequented this person's room, stark naked as the day they died.
No. Here's what
he's
I'm
used
thinking.
To seeing them buck naked.
See if it's a naked ghost. Then you have to assume the kinkiness. But
right,
when he's fully
sure.
clothed, what's going on now is that this ghost has you've slept in the ghost's bed.
What?
The ghost was sleeping in the bed that you were sleeping in, and he's just getting up to go eat breakfast. As Sam said, when you go to sleep, if Sam is getting up from his bed and goes from the bedroom to the kitchen, that's just in the average everyday life of Sam and every other male on the planet Earth. And no, the rules are not different for this ghost. He simply got up, went from the bedroom to the kitchen to grab some breakfast.
I see something so mundane.
Some booberries.
Sure.
I see something so mundane that this ghost has done, and we have to attribute some crazy thing to it.
Yeah.
What if he was just getting up and going into the kitchen?
That's what I'm saying.
And you just so happen to get a peep.
But, yeah, I guess. But, yeah.
But now, that means that he does sleep in the same bed that you sleep
Not
in.
Not necessarily. Who knows what he was doing in
it
there?
Said
why
he
do
just
we
appeared in the room?
Why do we
it?
Have to assume that he was doing anything? Maybe that's his study area.
It very well could have been.
Maybe that's where he does all of his work. He's got a desk set up in there where your bed's at.
Yeah. Yeah. I still find it bizarre that it is a point that they have to point out. It makes me worried for the question asker and why they have booty ghosts running around their house.
Well, there's all sorts of ghosts.
Naked ghosts. It's what we call them in r/paranormal.
No, we do.
That's
not.
That's what Houston likes to call
I've been
them.
Trying to get it started for years.
I created a separate subreddit, r/booty ghost.
This is just like r/paranormal, but only butt pics of ghosts, please.
What do you do? Nothing.
I don't know that there's anything you can do. Why is this ghost any different than any other ghost?
Why is it fully clothed male, Sam?
Why is that alarming?
Well, this person is clearly alarmed. It is. I mean,
he has clothes on.
That doesn't. It's still a ghost. If I saw a ghost in armor, a chastity belt, I'd still be frightened of the ghost.
Yeah, but there's too much emphasis on what this ghost. The fact that this ghost is wearing clothes and that he's walking from here to here,
dude. I think
he did nothing. It's the most mundane thing this ghost could have done. Period.
Sam, I think that Houston hit the nail on the head before, though, when he said that this dude has been exposed to so many naked ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Because if I go out into public and I see everybody wearing clothes, I'm like, yeah, people wear clothes. But if I go out into public and I see a naked guy, that's a big issue. Big problemo, very abnormal.
You text me and Sam and say, hey, I just saw a naked man walking
around. What do I do
when a
naked man is walking around, you know? And that's what this question asker has done here, which means logically that this is out of the ordinary, which means that the ordinary is naked ghosts.
Yeah. So question asker, the real question is, what are you doing? What are you doing to attract so many naked, nasty ghosts to your house?
Nobody said nasty. I'm not going to.
You know what? Fair. I just heard him.
No. Sam, he's right.
Houston said
he's
nasty.
Right. No one. They might just be feeling
these
free.
Beautiful, free. Fit, attractive naked ghosts.
And this guy was fully clothed. He had the audacity to come into my home,
ruining the vibe. We're all hanging out here, butt stark naked,
fully clothed,
and this guy comes traipsing through in a coat.
Yeah, dude, this is the trendsetter. He saw the human race and was like, "Why aren't we wearing clothes? This is much better."
Well, technically, I think it's safe to assume that every ghost we've talked about has probably been clothed so far. How often have we talked about naked ghosts? Also,
every once in a while.
How often have we talked about clothed ghosts?
I guess it doesn't specify. You know what? Then that's it. I think it's safe to say that every ghost
ghosts
we talk
are
about
naked.
From now on is to assumed to be naked until the question asker has clarified that they are clothed.
As this one has.
I disagree.
Okay.
I don't know that you can assume.
Sam?
I don't know that you can safely assume one or the other.
The score is 1-0. Naked one. Clothed zero. Until I have somebody tell me about a naked ghost, specifically a naked ghost, we have to assume that they're
was
naked.
Was the question, what do we do about this? Because there's nothing.
Okay, well then freaking give me a story.
You know, actually, it's time for ads, but I
is
before
it?
Yeah, before we go
I never
fast.
Shared my story.
Well, freaking boohoo.
I think it's worth doing just really fast. I feel like we forget to step outside of ourselves and step outside of the bit sometimes and remember that there's a person on this earth, just like the three of us, just like you, listener, who's marching around at home and had an experience where they thought, I better type this up on the internet and ask somebody for help with all earnesty and honesty. And that's a wild thing.
Maybe.
I feel like it's easy to forget that on this show.
Maybe. But, you know.
What do you think? They got a big laugh? What an idiot. He answered my question. No.
I don't know.
No.
I'm saying maybe they were serious.
No, they are serious.
Are we going to the Bizarre, or are we hearing a story?
Oh, we're there. We're there, buddy.
You've been there the whole time.
Good evening, everybody, or morning or afternoon or whatever, it doesn't matter. We are Graveyard Tales. Now, if you like ghost stories, hauntings, cryptid encounters, and the weird history behind them, then you should join us in the graveyard.
You can find us on any of your favorite podcast providers. Check out our website at graveyardpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter at GRV. Just go search Graveyard Tales.
That would be easier. Now, we hope to see you in the graveyard.
Okay, well, we're back. Sam, you were saying?
I was saying hello, paranormal experts.
Doggy. Thank you.
When I was in junior high,
I didn't know
high,
how to react to that.
Well, I
felt
think,
like it deserved
you,
a big
you,
reaction.
You randomly
so
circled
I...
C, and it was the wrong answer, you idiot.
I don't think you're an idiot, Kevin.
It
you're
needed
just
to be big, but
confused.
I just, that's all it was.
You really
was
think
big.
We're experts? I don't want to see anyone address us ever without a doctor right at the front of my freaking name.
Okay, well, they didn't say any of our names.
Well, they
Sam,
might.
That's Sam, Kevin, and Dr. Houston.
This,
to you.
This is going forward. And my two lackeys.
When I was in junior high and high school, I sometimes enjoyed watching documentary shows on TV. One of the shows that ran for several years, and may even still be running to this day, was a documentary about Bigfoot hunters. According to my knowledge, there are many types of shows like this, and two things they all have in common that are that... One, they spend a massive amount of time looking for the paranormal. And two, they never find any surefire, absolutely conclusive evidence that it's of its existence. You three have already proved the existence of the paranormal, i.e. Bigfoot, to us, the audience, countless times.
When did we do that?
Already, you shut your mouth. We did, okay?
When?
We did. We
I
did.
Need a timestamp. Because I'm sure,
you?
But we solve a lot of things. How am I supposed to keep track of every
you're
anomaly?
Not,
you're not.
Just,
that's what
you're
we're
not.
Saying.
You're not.
You're just
but
supposed to accept the fact that we did and move on. Fine. Otherwise, I have to go through every episode we've ever recorded?
Yes, please.
No.
Dr. Houston is a little bit confused. to us, the audience, there you have already proved the existence of the paranormal, i.e. Bigfoot, to us, the audience, countless times. Already, but these hunters spend so much time looking for it, often with fancy, expensive equipment, but can never find it. My question is this. Is it possible that documentary shows are actually trying to hide the truth from the common people? And
ooh.
If so, for what purpose?
Okay.
Thanks, Christian. P.S. I love the podcast and have thoroughly enjoyed the great laughs and spooks you guys have provided me.
I
thoroughly enjoyed this question, Christian.
Love
so,
that.
Thanks for returning the favor.
I love that a lot.
The answer is a big fat yes.
Yeah, I am ready to accept that as truth almost immediately. With maybe even no evidence.
And it's called Monet, Cashola, De Niro.
See,
guess who watched the freaking Bigfoot documentary for years? You did, Christian. And guess who's getting money for that?
It seems
Team
like
Team Bigfoot could,
and Bigfoot himself, I guess, who's the kingpin
probably.
Of this whole situation.
counter argument. Counter argument.
He's always the kingpin, dude.
You could make more money exposing them.
Okay.
So why are they keeping them under wraps?
It's a slow
I agree.
Burn.
They
it's
are.
Slow burn.
They are keeping it under wraps, but why?
I object.
It can't be money.
Sam, it can.
It can't.
I object. Here's why. Okay. How excited are you to see a turkey?
In real life?
Yeah.
Or maybe like a funny gif.
Or maybe let's do a little more exciting. How excited are you to see an elephant? You don't see those often, do you?
A little.
Right. Like yeah. Maybe how much does the zoo cost? $40 for a day pass?
Sure.
$40 worth to go see an elephant?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're making a lot more than that, okay? The cast of Hunting Bigfoot is making a lot more than the zoo employees, okay? Guess what? And if we reveal that Bigfoot is real, guess what happens to Bigfoot? His fame and amazingness,
it
deteriorates
goes away.
Fast.
Yeah, see, I was just going to say, the moment the public gets what they want, they now don't care about
we
it.
We rant and rave about it for...
See,
couple years.
I do
and
still
then,
disagree.
Then he's just another monkey at another zoo.
I do still disagree, but I do commend and think it impressive. I commend the Bigfoot hunters for the way that they have created the show, in that you think about the Bigfoot Hunters TV show, and they're kind of, it's kind of like, it's kind of like a laughing stock kind of TV show. Like, you think about it, and it's like, huh. Like, people could just kind of like brush it off and kind of chuckle at it.
Right.
Rather than like not make it anything, it's kind of like a joke.
Okay.
Right? And so when we think about paranormal, it's like, that's kind of, that's, haha, that's funny. Rather than being something kind of serious.
Right.
They have been able to manipulate it in the public eye to be something that's kind of like a laughing stock, kind of a joke.
I think if they caught him too,
so be it. What's your point?
That's genius.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever take that seriously again. People don't. Okay. People don't take Bigfoot seriously. I think in big part because of.
Okay. Yeah.
People who do take it seriously in quotations on TV.
Yeah. So it's, but it's still about the money.
I don't think that it is. I don't think it possibly could be about the money, because I am convinced that you could make more money.
So here's the
not
thing.
In the
I was
long
just
run.
Say this. I don't think.
How much do you think Bigfoot would sell for, Kevin?
Well, that's millions. That's just it. I think if you found Bigfoot, you wouldn't get a freaking dime. I really don't think you'd get a dime, because the moment you have it and you say, "Hey, world, we found it. The mythical creature. Here it is." Now the government and PETA and every organization is on you. Like, you can't own that.
There's money in Bigfoot.
If I go catch there a is. Raccoon outside.
There's
I don't,
so
I
much
don't
money in
get
Bigfoot.
That's not my raccoon. That's a raccoon that I have trapped. It's not my
there
raccoon.
There is. I think that there is, but there's
you'd get
freaking
book deals and talk show appearances, but like other than that.
There are careers, man. There are careers in finding Bigfoot.
That's
Sam.
Where. That's when your TV experience explodes. You
there's
catch
already
Bigfoot,
millions in
you,
a Bigfoot that hasn't been found.
Yeah, and you go look for the Loch Ness. And then everyone, and if someone found Bigfoot and then said, "Okay, my next thing, the Yeti.
Listen,
I'm going into the mountains to find the Yeti. Come with me on this documentary."
Listen
I'd
to
watch
this.
Every second of that live stream.
Okay,
bingo.
Wait, what?
Someone catches Bigfoot.
Okay,
and I can see
there's
it.
So much more money in that.
Yeah, 100%.
But then it never so happens again.
No, but he's like, "Okay, next Yeti. I'm going for the Yeti."
And then everyone watches
and
the Yeti
I'd be
show.
Like, whoa. I'm watching every second of how these guys.
This guy hunt successfully cryptids. Caught Bigfoot, and he's now hunting the Yeti, the abominable snowman,
or a chupacabra, or Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, but if you find it, okay, take a look at Apple. Okay, they have released what's our latest release? The iPhone 11, maybe
12 at least.
Whatever it may be, they're ahead of the game already. What they have. Is past the iPhone, whatever they've
oh,
released.
Oh, like what they're waiting to release?
Yeah, they're planned years ahead.
Right.
Because they're like, we can't just release what we have.
Right.
Because there's no money in that.
They got to drip it out.
There is money. If we were to come out with the iPhone 15 or wherever we're at, people would buy it in a heartbeat, and we'd make a butt ton of
and
money.
It'd be a
but
giant
we can't
jump.
Do that yeah. right now because we're trying to make careers, not just money. We're trying to live our lives luxuriously and safely. And if we just release everything that we have and then mm-hmm. leave it up to and then just try to make stuff off the on the fly, we're probably going to fail.
I only meant to bring up my point of the live stream thing as a like that is the only way that you would make money if you caught Bigfoot. Other than that, like maybe besides book deals or like appearances,
see,
you wouldn't get a dime for the creature itself.
See, I think the only thing that makes sense to me is that it is the paranormal behind these shows.
And then it becomes a hostage situation. Because the government says, "Give us Bigfoot."
Dude.
They can't give them. They're like, "Give us $1 million."
But that's...
And the government says, "No, give us Bigfoot. We're sending cops." And he's like, $2 million. He's like, "Come out with you."
It's actually, I just realized that it is still about the money, but it's not the actual cast of Finding Bigfoot. They're doing fine. But the government already has the whereabouts of where Bigfoot is.
Okay.
And every time somebody gets an inkling of where Bigfoot is, or they get close, then Bigfoot disappears. They make it impossible for people to find Bigfoot. Anytime somebody gets close, they hide him. So people are constantly, he said it in the freaking thing, because they're buying so much stuff.
It's not so good about for the economy.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
I have a solution. It's not about the money. It is about making sure that it never comes to light. People are seeing paranormal every day. People have experiences. People have stories and stuff.
Right.
But it has never been like socially accepted. It's never been like socially like this is fact. This is true. And that is because it is the paranormal behind these shows. So the paranormal
sense of mystery.
The paranormal is trying to, in a way, like they haven't discovered it. Like they go to so many lengths and never end up actually discovering anything conclusive. And that leads us to believe that there really is no paranormal.
Okay.
If there was, they would have found him by now. The paranormal doesn't want to be found. Okay. Right? Bigfoot doesn't want to be found out. He's going to a lab. He's probably behind this. Bigfoot. Bigfoot. Some big head honcho ghost guy that's trying to keep the ghosts under wraps. Who knows? There has to be some leadership, some government in that realm as well, in the paranormal. The paranormal is trying to maintain their under-the-radar thing.
Why?
Right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
They're literally so not under the radar, it's not even funny.
They're building an army.
Yeah, but it's not socially accepted.
If I actually wanted to be off the radar, I would reveal myself. They've been looking for Bigfoot for centuries.
No, because as soon as they're real, then they're a threat.
Not always.
They're a threat that has to be faced.
I mean,
yeah. Once Bigfoot's out there, you can't just let him wander around out there.
I don't think we do that with new species. We don't discover a species and go.
These are more powerful. These are more serious than a new species.
If I was Bigfoot, I'd get caught immediately.
I don't think so.
They may like a king.
They may rival us for alpha over the entire world, top of the food chain. Paranormal might.
That's true.
Beat us there.
I don't know. I'm still...
There must be some reason that they want
I'm
to fly under the radar.
I'm still more afraid of the U.S. Army than I am of Bigfoot.
Yeah, but ghosts? What are
Put
ghosts? What is the U.S. Army going to do against ghosts?
I really do think if like scientific evidence of ghosts came out, I think when that was proven and could be like tested and was there, I bet they'd figure out a weapon. Within a year, be like, we need to figure out a weapon to fight ghosts, and they'd figure it out. They'd do so many tests, they'd pour everything into it just in case. I really love the idea of there's a group of people who have found Bigfoot, and we're like, we've got to make sure this guy's never found. And that's what they do. They wander the country doing Bigfoot hunts. Like, they know where Bigfoot is. So they're like, they're in charge. They're the ones with the show. So they're going to Alaska when they know he's in Colorado right now, right? They know he's there. So they're like, we know that there's sightings in Alaska. We're the experts. All you fanatics, follow us. That way Bigfoot's safe as can be. They're making money. They've got a show. Their buddy's safe in the woods.
That's what I'm telling you, man. You think revealed Bigfoot, you'd pay off whoever discovered him. And then every gift shop, every team that bought their equipment, every Bigfoot thing that exists right now turns to dust.
Yeah, I agree.
I disagree.
And that is far more expensive.
So the profit would go way up for a very short time. Dude, it's 100%. He's 100% right. Like, remember,
just because he's real, just because we confirm that he's real, does not mean that he's not exotic.
Let me give you a great example. I thought I was
exotic is not nearly enough. It's not money.
There's so much more money, and there would be so much more money in bringing him to light than leaving him as is.
Let me give you
you're wrong.
Perfect.
You are
example
so wrong.
With another furry friend, for years, since probably like the year 2000. Every time a new Smash game has come around, there have been fans and ravings, and people have said, put Banjo-Kazooie in Smash. Well, guess what, Sam? He's in Smash now. You know who's talking about him?
Nobody cares.
No one. People love that he's there, but no one cares anymore. No one's talking about Banjo-Kazooie. Banjo had more buzz when Smash came out probably than any other time in the freaking history of the series.
And guess what? Nintendo could say, 5 years prior were putting Banjo-Kazooie into the game, and people would be hyped about it for 5 years. And then 2 months after he's out, they don't care.
Yeah.
And that's how the human race works.
That's how it freaking was with Ridley. Too big, Ridley in Smash was a meme on the internet for people who didn't even know what Smash was for like 15 years. And now you can't even, you Google him and it's like, who? The purple pterodactyl?
Did you mean Riley?
Here are the list of Rileys.
I still absolutely disagree.
Here's my second question of the day. The people that lived here before us told us there was a football coach who lived here. We hear him passing the football. So, what should we do? I assume this is a ghost of some sort.
They can't see him passing the football. Wait, who's he passing the football to?
That's not important.
Himself.
I think it's very important.
Himself. He just moves
not
very
passing.
Fast.
Oh, okay.
He's just tossing it straight up. And gravity does its thing.
If throwing a ball straight up and then catching it isn't passing the ball, is throwing it in a huge distance and then teleporting as a ghost and catching it passing the ball?
Yes.
Why is that different?
I think passing is when the ball leaves your hands and ends up in other hands.
Well, they're not other hands. They are the same hands. In this case,
he's passing to himself.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. Actually, I thought it did, though, because if there's another person here involved.
Oh, then... you're right. So, I don't think ghosts can teleport. I mean, when have we ever heard that of being a thing?
I think they can move very fast.
People that...
I'd argue that. They're not of this plane. There's
exactly.
You're right. Well, I don't know.
See, here's another one. Here's another one that lacks the details that I need, man. Like, are you literally like standing wherever the football is being passed and looking at nothing but hearing something go by, or are you waking up at like 3 a.m. You hear the sound of somebody catching a football and then you wake up and it's gone.
How are you so trained to the sound of a football being caught that you know with absolute certainty that it's the catching of a football?
It's a little more distinct
than you think.
Yeah, then more. It's like I thought I could compare it to a basketball, kind of, but then I can like imagine the sound and it's different.
A ball being caught. It's pretty distinct. And if the previous owners were like football guy used to live here, then I would just assume that it was a football. if I could figure out this is ball, that's a ball being caught, and I knew that football man lived here before.
I don't think it's that distinct. It depends on the details. If you're in your house and it's outside, you'd never be able to tell it was a football. It could be anything.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that they are very clearly standing wherever the football is being passed and going, what's going on here? This is a football being passed.
What happens if you catch the football? Does it just stop being passed back and forth?
Well, you can't.
You can't.
Why?
It's not there.
Because you can only hear it. There is no football.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting that you both were on that. I thought there was a football somewhere in the backyard or something.
No.
Okay.
I mean, there is. It's just on a different plane.
Oh.
So that's my... Okay. So my question is being answered here. So if you can't tell that it's a football being caught when it's 3 a.m. and you're in bed, then he wasn't. And he's outside where the football is being thrown. And this is clearly a ghost of some sort. Because I was going to suggest that it was the previous homeowners outside at 3 a.m. throwing a football, tossing the old pigskin back and forth as a practical joke.
If Sam's right and it's not as distinct
really
as we think, what could it be? What are some ideas you might have there, Samuel?
It could be anything.
Okay.
It could be anything.
What does that mean? Give me one thing.
There's so many different things outside, animals, trees, nature,
but
there's
something
so
is
many
rhythmic
sounds.
Something is rhythmic and like repetitive as a ball being passed back and forth.
There's sounds that people's houses make. There are, I mean, there's so many different variables. So many. In a neighborhood, you have no idea. Could be coming from the neighbors. Could be somebody's generator. Could be, there's just so much stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to, I know, I don't need to dwell on this question for too long because we almost answered the same question last episode.
With the basketball heaven.
With a different sport. But, yeah, I like that's what I'm thinking is, I think collectively I'm coming to the conclusion that sports are being played on the other side and competitively.
So we were
people
wrong.
People are practicing sports on the other
side. So we were wrong before. There's not a basketball heaven. Well, there might be. There might be a heaven for every sport ever made. But it sounds more like there's just sports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you die, your spirit like walks up to like the grove of trees in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is that where you go when you die?
Yeah. And then you look around at all the trees that have the doors on them, but they're not holidays. They're just one's a basketball, one's a football. One's a tennis ball and one's a soccer ball, and you pick your door and join the league, and that's the afterlife. and anyone that doesn't choose to go one of those places is just cursed to roam scrubby old earth until they freaking get in shape.
Like all those like haunted little girl ghosts that are really creepy. They just don't want to play. They don't want to play football. That was my favorite lesson I think my pastor ever gave over the pulpit was like, oh, you know what? So when you die, you go to the Nightmare Before Christmas trees. But instead of Christmas Town, you can go
to football. He's
heaven.
Like, Tim Burton was very close with the plan of salvation.
Inspired. Oh my gosh. Wow. Personally, I plan to go to racquetball, which is tier 3 heaven. Wow.
I thought I wanted racquetball, but then I realized I'm only playing racquetball because I'm not as young and spry as I used to be.
Then after a deep, deep session of prayer, I realized I had to go to baseball heaven. That's where God wanted me to do his work. Wow.
Are we out of
We're out. We're done.
Stories?
I actually have another story. Do you want one more?
I do.
Okay. If there is an alien invasion, it's probably going to come from above, not below. Nope, the other way around. Below, not above. We all knew about it coming from above.
We've seen this in cinematic fashion.
To preface this, that isn't to say that these peoples aren't from another planet. Far to the contrary. They're already here. They're mostly just slumbering for now. Do I know who they are? No, not really. All this talk of aliens I hear, when I focus on it, my sight is forcibly yanked underground, not sure if by them or by a higher power. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I have thoughts. It's called H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds.
Okay, expand on that.
They come out of the earth.
Have you not
Do they
seen
really?
H.G. Wells'
I've
War
never.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You haven't seen War of the Worlds?
No, never. Which, like, I've never even, like, been in a vicinity. Like, I'd be down to watch it, but I've never been anywhere where someone's Houston. Like, let's watch War of the Worlds. So it's never really come up.
It's a dope movie, dude.
Really?
I don't know how other people feel about it. I love that
I know
movie.
How it ends if it's the one I'm thinking of. It got spoiled for me.
Very popular story. There's an old version. They made a new version with Tom Cruise. People freaking trash on Tom Cruise, and I don't like them. Because Tom Cruise is good.
I don't like Tom Cruise very much.
Well, why?
Well, I mean, his acting's fine. I just think he's kind of weird.
What?
He freaks me out.
What?
Okay,
weird dude.
Sure.
Tom Cruise, if you're listening to this,
a little,
you
but
suck.
But that's I don't care. He's an actor, so I judge his acting, and he's good.
How dare you, Kevin?
Well, I don't know him.
I do, and he sucks.
I know him on the screen.
This I want to add that this sub I've been on. Has been talking about aliens a lot, and almost every post lately has been, why have we all been so positive that aliens are coming very soon? Almost every single post.
Who?
This we, is our, Sam, this is our did you slash. Not hear?
Why are who?
This is we? Our slash psychic. This is, there is 181,918 psychics on this sub, and almost
one
every,
of those being you.
No, I haven't joined. I'm not psychic. I'm not allowed sub. To join. I frequent.
It states rule number one of the sub is you have to be a psychic.
I lurk.
We'll know if you're not.
All the comments on this are, yep, my attention has been going to the ocean a lot, and we know, because of the presences we felt, that aliens are coming soon. It's literally every other post, and I went down for like the last 3 months. It's freaking weird. They're all these people who claim to be psychic are all like, aliens, they're coming, which it was probably like one person on the sub who was like, aliens, and they were like, yep, oh, me too. Yeah. I also had those psychic feelings. Jellyfish always have made me uncomfy. I don't mean to diss on jellyfish, but they make me gag. I hope they're not related to them.
Can you imagine seeing a jellyfish and just being like, I'm losing my lunch, bro.
That'd be like a party trick. They'd be like, what's going on with this guy? He's like, sorry, jellyfish, dude.
What does jellyfish have anything to do with this?
Well, he's...
I don't know. That's
he's not saying
said.
That they do have anything to do with them. He's just saying that they make him gag and that he hopes that jellyfish don't have anything to do with this.
I myself have seen three races of them, including one I haven't identified yet.
Whoa. This is not in congruence.
Oh, okay.
Wait. So, initial post is like... Hey, we've all kind of collectively realized and decided that aliens are coming.
Yeah.
And then this guy's like, oh, yeah, I agree. They're already here.
Yeah,
in the
well,
form
no,
of
if they're
jellyfish.
Coming, then they can't already be here.
He's saying that he has been drawn to the ocean a lot lately. And I'm assuming he's also, like every other psychic out there, been drawn to the night sky and the secrets it holds.
Right. So, and he's seen three.
But he's also being drawn to the ocean. So he's like, uh-oh. Maybe we're all maybe there's a mistake.
So here's what's
but
going on.
But he's seen three. He has seen
no,
three aliens.
No, this is someone else. This is a comment.
Yeah.
This comment.
That's what I'm saying.
This commenter has said, I myself have seen three different races of them, including one I haven't identified. They don't have the same sense of humor as we do.
The jellyfish?
No, that was a different
aliens.
Comment.
Oh.
There's 94 comments on here. I'm reading a lot of them.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Check this out. So you have aliens up in the sky, but they know that we know about the sky. What we don't know about is the ocean. So they're like, we need somebody.
What?
We don't know anything about the ocean.
What are you giggling about over here?
No, finish your thought. I'll say something after. It doesn't matter. We don't know anything about the ocean.
We don't know anything about the ocean. So they
say, we know some things.
We know very, very little.
Shockingly little.
So they say, well, here's the place on Earth. It's not the sky that they can't observe. It's the ocean. So we're going to send our little spies, our little observers and researchers into the ocean so that we can make our big push, our massive attack, world domination later on. And when we find out,
well, if they've dominated the ocean, then they've already dominated most of the Earth.
That's true.
So I'm saying, so they're like,
is that not world domination?
Let's just
is majority
people don't really talk about this, but Aquaman is king of the planet.
Sam, if we have the president of the United States, that doesn't make him the president of the world. Just because,
but the ocean's huge.
Just because we have a government over part of the world doesn't mean that that it is the world. If you,
the ocean's kind of the world.
No,
you control the oceans. You control the planet. You control trade and water, and that's it. Those are the two things you got. this guy, I just asked my tarot card to show me the aliens that we keep hearing about. I figured I'd get a card with water or air, and I could discern from there. Here's the card I pulled, and she links an image. But this person comments, the aliens are angles. Have you ever seen what an angle actually looks like? They are downright scary, unless you are aware.
Which I am not.
Yeah, I don't...
I assume they mean angels.
Yeah, no, they 100% mean angels.
The angels.
But they spelt it as angle three times, and it made me laugh. I thought that'd get a bigger. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
They're angles.
I'm looking for. I don't. No one is saying what the tarot card means. Unless I don't know tarot cards. Angle, I'm not an expert.
Angler fish.
That's in the deep blue sea.
In the deep blue sea. What if it's like a colony, and those are its little workers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
they
float up to the surface every once in a while, and we're like a fish. When in reality. It's an alien.
Dude, and everything that comes from the deep sea, like pitch black deep sea, is alien. Have you seen the freaking stuff that lives down there?
Yeah, it's freaking weird.
We don't even know what
things,
it is.
Things evolve into crazy things down there.
And if we ever come across them, they're just living down there. Oh, yep.
From OP, OP made a point to jump in and throw another comment out there. P.S. I do not mean Cthulhu. Whoever it is that keeps saying that, it's not Cthulhu.
It's Cthulhu.
Stop it, Kevin. Stop it. It's not Cthulhu.
Yep, it's Cthulhu.
Whoever it is decisively human similar, but not part of the greater human family as we know it. So they're saying a human being is dwelling at the bottom of the ocean, waiting for its chance to help? Hurt? Real
what
talk.
What are the chances that these things, there's got to be machinery and stuff down there. What are the chances that these aliens at the bottom of the ocean are causing the ocean to warm?
So you, Sam, have not just, you have just gone like straight past global warming denying and have said, no. It's just not doing it.
It's the aliens.
It's the aliens.
Oh.
And they've got a couple people like up high that are like, it's us. We're making the globe hot.
Dude, that's our next episode. We're going to take the whole hour and just tie together every conspiracy theory we think of until there's just one conspiracy. Ooh. And we figure it out.
That has the same energy as that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the answer of the universe. We're going to come to like an answer like 12, and people will be like, that sucks. We're like, well, it sucks, but it's the right answer. Every conspiracy theory lands under that umbrella. We're out of time.
Yeah.
We're mega out of time.
This was almost a repeat of our very last episode. No, it wasn't a repeat. It was just very similar.
We just had the football thing. We got to expand more.
Then we started talking about
heaven.
Cooking angler fishes in the ocean. And
yeah, we did. If you play actually the last episode in reverse, it's this episode.
Yeah. That's true.
If you rewind the tape and listen to it backwards. Thank you guys for listening. I had an important plug, and now I can't remember what it was.
The important plug is my Twitch.
No, it's not.
Moxymoron BS.
You want to watch freaking Brawl Stars?
We want to watch mobile gaming.
We need to all three play some Brawl Stars together on that. That'd be fun.
Magoriacast@gmail.com. Continue to send your stories. Please and thank you.
Yeah, dude, I'm freaking... Another shout-out to Christian. That was a bomb question.
Appreciate it very much.
Very good. Thank you guys for listening. We love you, and life is only going to be as spooky as you make it.